You're listening to SBS News.
This is the 1981 jingle that was released to encourage Australians to complete their census. And while Australia looks drastically different to the way it did four decades ago, standing up to be counted in the census is more important than ever. It's the first time in the survey's history to have been conducted in a pandemic, and the senior responsible officer for the 2021 census, Teresa Dickinson, says it'll provide some insights into how we've fared as a population.
It gives you a snapshot on a day, but it also allows you to compare over time. So what this census will do will give really deep, rich information for small areas and small groups of people about how their lives have changed under the pandemic.
While Tuesday, August 10, was officially census night, the Australian Bureau of Statistics, or ABS, has allowed an extra window of 1 week from August 10 for people to complete the form. Ms. Dickinson says this gives people more flexibility.
It's much more convenient for everybody because we don't have the sort of lifestyles anymore. We were just always, you know, waiting at home on a particular night to fill in a government form. So we've provided more convenience, but it does also spread the load on the system for us.
After that, households that are yet to have returned their census will receive either a reminder letter or a visit from field officers where safe. Then the mammoth task of collating the responses begins, with the first release of census data due in June 2022. And there's extra support for those who need it. While the census form is only written in English, Ms. Dickinson says there's information available in 29 languages on the website and via social media, or people can access an interpreter through the National Translation Service.
We are running still quite a number of pop-up fill-in-the-form sessions in language where we support people that want to complete the census but need guidance in their own language or their first language. Some of those we can't do face-to-face anymore because of the pandemic, and we've gone online.
While the ABS insists this year's census will be its best ever, with increased safeguards to the online platform, more telephone support, and a comprehensive advertising campaign, there still will be communities that are hard to reach, like Australians who are homeless or sleep rough. Lynn Edge, the mission secretary at the Salvation Army, says organisations that work with this community rely heavily on the census data to inform their decisions.
So it's really important information for planning, for resource allocation, but also for advocacy to ensure that the right services go to where they're needed for the future. So it's really, really important information.
But Ms. Edge says getting in touch with people who may be homeless or not living at a fixed address is challenging, especially during a pandemic. The Salvation Army estimates for every homeless person counted, there's around 13 that aren't. She's encouraging anyone who may know someone who is sleeping rough or moving houses to support them in completing their census.
I'd also just want a real plea if anybody's got anybody staying with them who might be, you know, in their spare room or couch surfing, make sure their voices are heard through your household census.
More than 75% of Australians will be completing their forms online, the most ever. People will notice there's two new questions added to this year's survey. It asks Australians if they have any long-term health conditions like asthma or diabetes, and if they've ever served in the Defence Force. But it's what's not being asked that has some frustrated. Leaders in the LGBTIQ plus community, like drag performer Courtney Act, is criticising the decision to leave off questions around sexuality and gender.
That means that the government and even our own community aren't able to make really informed decisions about where to place resources. It feels to me like we're being erased or ignored, or there's some sort of denial of the existence of queer people.
But the government minister responsible for overseeing the 2021 census, Michael Sukkar, says after exhaustive consultation on the survey's topics, officials decided the questions on chronic health conditions and the Defence Force were more pressing.
We accepted those recommendations from the Bureau of Statistics. They represent the priority additional questions. We did remove a question as well, It's not just a matter of always making the census longer. The longer you make a census, the experience around the world is the lower your rate of completion gets.
Officials now have another 5 years to update questions for 2026. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.